I know some words in English, so I can say, hi, how are you, good morning, and that's it now. Sometimes I forgot the English word in my mind, and sometimes now it's not easy for me to speak in English, but you know, I have my personal interpreter here.
Yes.
Erin is my personal interpreter. So, gracias por permitirnos este tiempo.
Thank you for giving us this time.
El pastor David Morris y el hermano Marcos.
Pastor David Morris and brother Mark.
Me dijeron que yo iba a ser el pastor.
They told me I was going to be the pastor today.
Solo por una hora.
But just for 1 hour.
Media hora ahorita y media hora más tarde.
Half an hour now, half an hour in the next service.
Así que, pórtense bien, por favor.
So, please behave.
Si no, va a haber disciplina para cada uno.
If you don't behave, there's going to be discipline for each one of you. Nah. I'm just kidding.
Esta mañana queremos compartirles algunas cosas sobre el ministerio en Guatemala.
This morning we want to share with you some of the things that we're doing in our ministry in Guatemala.
Decidimos pasar el video primero para que ustedes tengan una visión de lo que hacemos.
We decided to show you the video first so that you could have a vision of what we're doing.
Así que siéntanse ustedes en la libertad de levantar la mano, preguntar si tienen algunas preguntas o algunos comentarios.
So feel free if you have any questions or comments to raise your hand.
Tengo entendido que algunos de ustedes hablan español.
I understand some of you speak Spanish.
O por lo menos entienden español.
Or at least you understand Spanish.
Así que estoy bajo la mirada y el análisis de algunos de ustedes.
Oh, some of you are watching me and analyzing me right now.
Debo estar un poco temblando.
I'm going to be shaking a little bit.
Quisiera compartir con ustedes este texto que nos anima a poder hacer la obra misionera.
I want to share this text with you that encourages us to share the gospel.
No voy a predicar.
I'm not preaching.
Pero solo quiero leer y recordarles lo siguiente.
But I just want to read it and remind you of the following.
Las palabras del Señor Jesús que dijeron, id por todo el mundo y haced discípulos.
The words of Jesus when he said, go and make disciples.
A todas las naciones.
To all the nations.
Bautizándolos en el nombre del Padre.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Y luego el versículo 20 dice, enseñándoles que guarden todas las cosas que os he mandado.
And then in verse 20 of Matthew 28 says, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
¿Cómo vamos a hacer la obra de Dios?
How are we going to do God's ministry?
¿Cómo hacemos la obra de Dios?
How do we do God's ministry?
Es interesante ver que el apóstol nos llama compañeros, colaboradores.
It's interesting that the apostle calls us collaborators.
Y que el Señor Jesús nos manda a hacer algo para que colaboremos en su obra.
And that Jesus is sending us so that we can take part in
para que llevemos a cabo algo de la obra que Él nos ha delegado.
So that we can go forth and do God's work.
Así que déjenme por lo menos explicarles algunas cosas que hacemos en Guatemala.
So let me just explain to you some of the things that we do in Guatemala.
Lo que el Señor nos permite hacer.
What the Lord allows us to do
es evangelismo.
Is evangelism.
Creemos firmemente que es necesario predicar el evangelio.
We firmly believe that it is so important to preach the gospel.
El evangelio en medio de esta sociedad que está llena de malas noticias.
The gospel that in the middle of a society that's full of bad news.
Así que lo primero que desarrollamos en el ministerio es evangelismo.
So the first thing we do in our ministry is evangelism.
Y este año queremos empezar a realizar 10 campañas de evangelismo en diferentes aldeas.
And this year we want to start by doing 10 different evangelistic crusades in 10 different villages.
Queremos que la gente conozca a Cristo.
We want people to come to know Christ.
Que venga a Cristo.
That they can come to Christ.
Reconozca a Cristo como su Salvador.
That they can claim him as their Lord and Savior.
La segunda cosa que realizamos.
The second thing we do.
Es el discipulado.
Is discipleship.
Uno de los grandes problemas que hay en todo el mundo es que hay pocos discípulos.
One of the biggest problems all over the world is that there are very few disciples.
Entonces, no solo queremos que la gente acepte a Cristo.
So we don't just want people to accept Christ.
Queremos enseñarles cómo seguir a Cristo.
We want to show them how to follow Christ.
En medio de este mundo lleno de maldad.
In the midst of this world that's just full of evilness.
Por esta razón nosotros trabajamos discipulando pastores.
So that's one of the reasons why we work training pastors.
Pastores de diferentes denominaciones en las que están en las montañas.
Pastors from all different denominations, pastors who live up in the mountains or in the rural areas.
Pero en junio cuando ustedes lleguen,
in July when you guys come,
vamos a empezar, vamos a tener un congreso de pastores.
We're going to have a pastor's conference.
Y vamos a desafiar a todos los pastores.
And we want to challenge each one of those pastors.
A que manden a dos jóvenes de su iglesia para que empiecen a entrenarse en la obra pastoral.
That they would send two youth or younger people from their church so that they can start to prepare themselves for the ministry.
Porque uno de los problemas que tenemos en el área es que muchos de nuestros pastores son avanzados ya en años.
Because one of the problems we have in the area where we live in is that a lot of the pastors are now getting older.
Necesitamos preparar a otros para que tomen el ministerio.
So we need to prepare others to take their places in the ministry.
Así que necesitamos, esa es una parte muy importante en el ministerio.
So this is a very important part of our ministry.
Actualmente estamos discipulando mi esposa a un grupo de mujeres y yo a un grupo de muchachos.
Right now,
todos jóvenes.
My wife is discipling a group of young women and I'm discipling a group of young men.
Así que es parte de nuestro trabajo el discipulado.
So discipleship is a part of our ministry.
Y es una parte vital en nuestro ministerio.
And it's a vital part of our ministry.
Evangelismo y discipulado.
Evangelism and discipleship.
Pero hay otra parte del ministerio.
But there's another part of our ministry.
La otra parte del ministerio es la ayuda al prójimo.
Which is helping our neighbor.
Nosotros siempre andamos buscando cómo ayudar a nuestra comunidad y a las comunidades de alrededor.
We're always looking for ways where we can help our community or communities around us.
Por eso realizamos cuando vienen grupos de aquí o de otro país.
So that's why when groups come from here, the states, or from other countries,
les preguntamos qué es lo que desean realizar.
We ask them, what do you want to do? What
would
you like to do?
Ellos nos dicen.
And they tell us.
Pero también nosotros les damos sugerencias.
But we also give them suggestions.
Así que hemos tenido cruzadas médicas.
So we've had medical crusades or medical clinics.
Hemos atendido a mucha gente en diferentes aldeas.
We've been able to see a lot of people in a lot of different villages.
A cada dos años llega un grupo de Oklahoma para realizar jornadas médicas.
Every 2 years a group from Oklahoma has come and they've done medical clinics.
Quisiéramos que vinieran todos los años, pero no pueden.
We'd love if they could come every year, but they can't.
Pero también realizamos proyectos pequeños como construcciones de iglesias.
Sometimes we'll do small projects like building a church.
Como ustedes vieron en el video hace un año o dos años, un año fue, ¿verdad? Que dimos las estufas.
As you saw in the video, last year we did a project where a couple of men came and they had raised money and we installed 10 wood burning stoves for 10 different families.
Este amigo me llamó y me dice, mira, ¿qué es lo que podemos hacer para la comunidad?
My friend who came, he called me and he said, what can we do for the community?
Entonces me recordé, compremos estufas.
So I thought, I remembered, I said, let's buy some stoves.
Yo le dije a él, compremos solamente unas tres, porque como son un poco caras.
I told him, you know, maybe you guys could buy three because they're a little bit expensive.
Y porque las estufas van a servir, la gente cocina en el suelo.
Because the stoves are very important. People cook over fires on their floor.
Así que le dejé ese desafío.
So I left that challenge with him.
Unos días más tarde me dice, te vas a poner enojado, me dice.
A few days later he called and he said, you're going to get mad.
¿Por qué? Le digo, ¿no conseguiste nada?
I said, why? Were you not able to raise any money?
No, me dice, he conseguido 10 estufas.
He said, no, we raised money to buy 10 stoves.
Y entonces dije, gloria a Dios, porque es una gran bendición eso.
So I said, glory to God, that's such a great blessing.
Luego también hace el año, el fin de año pasado entregamos 33 canastas con aproximadamente 45 libras de alimento.
And then at the end of last year we were able to do 33 food baskets, which had about, I think, 40 pounds of food in each one.
Ustedes vean cómo van la gente. Nuestra gente donde trabajamos y el pastor Marcos conoce la aldea y el hermano Walter, que es el suegro. Por eso tengo que portarme bien estos días.
Maybe you don't know where we are. Pastor Mark has been there and also my father-in-law. And you have to behave myself this morning because my father-in-law is sitting over there.
Ustedes entienden más que yo eso.
You all understand me more.
Pero ellos conocen la aldea.
But they've seen, they've been in our village.
Y nosotros trabajamos en medio de pueblos indígenas.
And we work in towns where they are indigenous Mayans.
Vivimos en medio de tres dialectos.
Where we live, there are three different Mayan dialects right
Poconchi,
around us. Poconchi,
Kekchi,
Kekchi,
y Achi.
Y Achi.
¿Cómo se dice buenos días en, o cómo se dice cómo están en Kekchi?
How do you say, how are you in Kekchi?
Chanchakwilat.
That's how you say.
¿Cómo se dice buenas tardes en Poconchi?
How do you say buenas tardes or good afternoon in Poconchi?
Kalen.
Kalen, I can say that.
Bueno, si ustedes vienen,
so
van a aprender un poco más, pero preferiríamos que aprendieran español.
But we'd prefer you learn Spanish.
¿Les gustaría ir?
Would you like to go?
Gracias por las manos, gracias.
Thank
gracias.
You for your, the hands that were raised.
Es un desafío.
This is a challenge.
Así que vivimos en medio de esas comunidades y hay muchas comunidades. Oh, I forget the word.
So we live in the middle of all of these different communities, and there's lots of them where we live.
Muchas de ellas es como regresar 150 años
and
al
pasado.
And some
of them, it's like going back 150 years.
¿Han visto la película Volver al Futuro?
Have you seen the movie Back to the Future? I'm sure most of
Cuando viajo para allá, o estoy en la ciudad de Guatemala y viajo a las aldeas, es como regresar 100 años.
When I've been in Guatemala City and I go back to the villages, it's like going back 100 years.
Cuando vengo aquí, voy a la ciudad y regreso a mis aldeas, es como regresar 150 años atrás.
When I come here and then I go to Guatemala City and then we go back to the villages, it's like going back 150 years.
Así que para mí volver al futuro es una realidad ahora.
So for me, going back to the future is reality.
Es parte de la obra que hacemos.
It's part of
el trabajo social. Y estos hermanos que han venido de Oklahoma han traído zapatos o hemos comprado zapatos en el lugar y le han dado un par de zapatos a cada niño.
The group I mentioned that comes from Oklahoma every 2 years, they bring shoes for the children in the different villages where we go.
Así que hay mucho que hacer, hermano Marcos.
So there's a lot we can do, brother Mark.
Hay muchas cosas que podemos hacer.
There's lots of things we could do.
Una de nuestras ideas, y les dejo ese reto a ustedes,
one of our ideas, which I want to leave with you,
es que queremos en la conferencia de pastores crear un bazar donde haya ropa, pantalones, camisas, zapatos.
For the pastor's conference we're going to do when the group comes, we want to have like a bazaar for the pastors where we can set up tables and have used clothing there, shoes, shirts, pants.
Para que ellos escojan una camisa, un pantalón y un par de zapatos y se los lleven.
So that each pastor could choose a shirt and a pair of pants and a pair of shoes and take it home with them.
De alguna manera ellos los van a usar.
Somehow they're going to use them.
Así que no se preocupen. Si alguno de ustedes tiene camisa o un pan, puedo hacerlo, ¿verdad, hermano? Puedo decirlo.
Can you say this?
Si alguno de ustedes tiene camisas, pantalones, zapatos,
shirts or pants or shoes that
que puedan donar, pueden mandarlo a través del hermano Marcos y del hermano Walter.
You could send them with brother Mark and brother Walt.
No se preocupen del tamaño del zapato.
Don't worry about the size.
Allá le cortamos un pedazo y se los no.
Don't worry about the size of the shoe. We'll just chop off part of it.
No. Bueno, la otra parte, eso es la ayuda social que Dios nos permite realizar en el ministerio.
So this is part of what we call social work, or loving our neighbors.
Pero otra cosa que hacemos es apoyar a otros que ya están en el ministerio con una ofrenda mensual.
Something else we do is to support others with a monthly offering who are already serving in the ministry or preparing to serve.
Uno de los problemas que tenemos en nuestras iglesias en el área rural es que los pastores no tienen soporte económico muchas veces.
One of the biggest problems in villages and the rural areas where we live is that the churches don't support their pastors either.
Así que con
la
ayuda,
they just don't. They don't support them to be able to.
Así que con la ayuda del Señor hemos decidido ayudar a tres pastores.
So with the help of God, we've decided to help three pastors.
Dándoles una ofrenda mensual.
We give them an offering each month.
Así que las ofrendas que ustedes nos envían a nosotros las distribuimos con otros y en otros proyectos.
So the offerings that you all and other people give us, we distribute them back out to others.
¿Están de acuerdo con eso o no están de acuerdo?
Is that all right with you?
Good. Pero no solamente esto.
But not just that.
Ahora tenemos un nuevo proyecto.
Right now we have a new project coming up.
Actualmente estamos en unas instalaciones que no son de nosotros.
Right now we're on a piece of land property that doesn't belong to us.
Está en una montaña, al pie de una gran montaña.
It's right at the foot of a big mountain. Mark and my dad can testify.
Usted se para así y siente que la montaña
se
le viene.
You're kind of on the side of it, yeah. If it falls down, we're in trouble.
Así que queremos comprar un nuevo terreno.
So we would like to buy a new piece of land.
Y construir nuevas instalaciones.
And build on it.
Y ese es un gran desafío para nosotros.
It's a big challenge for us right now.
Miren, yo preferiría dejar que en esta área otro hablara por mí.
Look, in these kind of things, I'd rather someone else would speak for me.
Porque es algo a lo que yo me enfrento.
Because it's something that I'm always faced with.
Pero estoy confiando en el Señor.
But I'm trusting in the Lord.
Y lo voy a decir.
And I'm going to say it.
Necesitamos comprar este terreno porque es mejor y es plano.
We need to buy this new piece of land because it's better located in a better location and it's flat.
Déjenme respirar, por favor.
Let me breathe.
Y el terreno y todas las construcciones, para eso necesitamos $80,000.
To buy the land and build on it, the library and the room for the pastors and the dorm rooms for them, is $80,000.
Como alguien me dijo, no es nada.
As someone told me, that's nothing.
Yo digo, sí, para mí sí.
But for me, it is.
Y esta es la segunda vez que hablamos con alguien en una iglesia.
The second chance we've been able to share in a church.
Hasta el momento no nadie nos ha dicho nada.
Up to now, nobody's said anything.
Pero esperamos y se los compartimos a ustedes para que nos ayuden orando en primer lugar.
But we want to share this with you so that first of all, you can help us pray for this, that God would provide.
Pero en segundo lugar,
secondly,
si ustedes sienten en su corazón ayudarnos económicamente, háganlo.
If you feel in your heart to help us financially, that's welcome.
¿Alguna pregunta? Se quedaron asustados, tristes, pensativos.
But any questions?
Oh, sorry.
How many children? in the library, well, it's different every day. They come and go. But Fridays is when we do Awanas, and we've been having 150 this year.
Sí, se me olvidó que también tenemos el proyecto de biblioteca.
Yeah, I forgot we had the project at the library, too.
¿Ya vieron lo que pasa cuando uno está nervioso?
What happens when you're nervous.
Olvida las cosas. Por eso tengo mi ayuda personal.
This is why I have my personal helper.
Hace 2 años empezamos la biblioteca.
2 years ago we started
con
the library.
El deseo de ayudar a los niños.
Our desire was to help the children where we live.
En la comunidad. La comunidad está compuesta de 800 familias.
In our community, There are 800 families.
Y para ser honesto, las familias allá no son pequeñas.
And to be honest, the families there are not small families.
Conozco dos o tres familias que tienen 18 hijos.
I know two families who have 18 children.
Es duro.
It's hard.
No sé si en Nicaragua es lo mismo, hermano Cal.
I don't know if it's the same in Nicaragua.
Ah, pienso que sí.
I think so.
Pero vivimos en medio de esa comunidad.
But we live in the middle of this community.
Más o menos hay unos 600 niños, más o menos.
There's probably around 600 children, maybe a little more.
O 1,000 niños.
Or 1,000, we're not really sure.
Pero a la biblioteca llegan, cuando empezamos solo llegaban 13, 14 niños.
But when we started 2 years ago, we had 13 or 14 children who would come.
Pero este año,
but this year,
solo en el proyecto de Awanas tenemos 150 niños.
Just in Awanas, we have 150 children.
Pero también en la biblioteca está para que hagan tareas.
But the library also, but Awanas is Friday, but the other days they can come to do their homework.
Clases de inglés.
English classes, one day a week.
También tutoría para los que no saben bien una materia.
They can get tutoring, those who need help in a certain subject.
Así que también hemos puesto servicio de internet.
Yeah, we put internet at the end of last year in there.
Pero solo tenemos una computadora.
But we just have one computer right now.
Y a veces hemos visto a los niños haciendo cola para poder investigar.
Sometimes we'll go down there and there's a whole line of students waiting to get to the
computer
and look what they need.
Necesitamos más computadoras.
So we also need more computers.
No queremos iPad ni Mac ni nada de eso.
We don't want iPads or Apple or anything like that. We don't want laptops.
Queremos de esas de escritorio.
We want desktops.
Así que esa es otra de las necesidades que tenemos.
So these are some of the needs that we have.
Cada viernes después del servicio de Awanas se les da una refacción a todos los niños.
And every Friday after at the end of Awanas we give a snack to each child.
Liz. Los niños en las aldeas. Ah, sí. Este año, si el Señor permite, cuando llegue la iglesia en el grupo misionero, vamos a ir a una aldea que se llama Cola del Mico.
Lord willing, when the team from this church comes in July, one day we're gonna go to a village called Cola del Mico, Monkey's Tail.
No hay monos ahí, pero ni
there's no monkeys there, but that's their name.
En esa aldea vamos a ponerle piso a la casa del pastor.
And while we're there, we're going to put a floor in the pastor's. You saw him. He's one of the pastors we help monthly. We're going to put a cement floor in his house because he has a dirt floor right now.
Y unas ventanas y puerta.
And we're going to put some windows and a door in his house.
Y en esa aldea vamos a estar trabajando con niños, más o menos ahí entre 150 a 200 niños.
And we're also going to do, another part of the group is going to work with children that day and do a VBS. And there's about 150 to 200 children just in that.
Así que en diferentes aldeas a donde vamos siempre trabajamos con niños y más o menos hay entre 100 a 150 niños.
Normally, whenever we go to work in a different village, we do something with the children, and usually there's at least 100 children that will show up.
Muy bien, el tiempo creo que se ha ido.
What?
El tiempo se ha ido.
Time is closing. Mm-hmm. We're looking, it's 50 by 75 meters. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's similar to yards. So it's a good.
El ingeniero no nos podrá ayudar.
I don't know how much that is in American equivalent.
Sí, no es tan grande de donde estamos ahora, pero.
It's not quite as big as where we are right now, but it.
Pero es. ¿Qué le digo? Tal vez dos veces este ancho por tal vez unos.
Yeah.
Sí, close.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Un poco más grande que esto.
It's enough to put the library on and the room for the pastors where they would get their teaching, and then a dorm room on top of that as a second level for them to sleep when they, because some of them come from far away, so when they come, mm-hmm. sometimes they sleep over. No, no, no. That's with including all the construction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Questions?
Oh, sorry. They respond very well. ¿Cómo responden? A la escritura y los mensajes que compartimos.
Ellos responden bien.
They respond well.
Pero aún hay una o dos comunidades o aldeas que han resistido un poco.
But there are even there are one or two communities who have resisted. They haven't wanted.
Yeah. There's they mix superstition.
The Mayans have a lot of that, a lot of witchcraft, and even with the Catholic Church that gets mixed in too. So.
Yeah. More questions?
Yes.
Sí. ¿Cómo llegamos a esta comunidad? Muy bien, es una gran historia que la voy a resumir así.
It's a long story, but I'm going to sum it up real quick.
Yo nací en la ciudad de Guatemala.
I was born in Guatemala City.
Y acepté a Cristo cuando tenía 17 años.
I accepted Christ when I was 17 years old.
Un año después fui llamado a tiempo completo al ministerio.
And a year after that I was called to full-time ministry by God.
Y empecé a desarrollar el ministerio predicando en varias montañas en toda Guatemala.
So I started in the ministry preaching in all different places all over Guatemala.
Pero en el año 2000 yo me fui a vivir allí donde hoy vivimos.
But in the year 2000 I went to live in the community where we are now.
Sin nada.
With nothing.
Solo mi mochila y la ropa que llevaba encima.
All I had was my backpack and the clothes on my back.
Y nadie me conocía.
No one knew me.
Así que de esa manera yo llegué para hacer el trabajo misionero en el lugar.
So that's how I came to do the missionary work in that community.
De hecho, mis abuelos son de un pueblo cercano al lugar.
And actually, my grandparents are from a town close to where we are.
Pero en mi mente estaba lejos de volver a regresar.
But I never thought I would go back to where they came from.
Mm-hmm. ¿Alguien más?
Yes.
Es en la misma aldea donde vamos a estar.
Yeah, it's in the same village where we are now. So we'll just be moving. Just move everything over.
No es de nosotros.
No, because it's not ours, so we can't sell it. Yeah. We were just allowed to be there for a time. Yeah, by the end of the year, probably, or beginning of next year. Yeah, we would have to find something, somewhere to be or rent something in the meantime, yeah. Yeah, everything we do, we would, that's all included in the projection for what we want to build.
Eso es nuestro deseo.
So that would be our base of ministry operations. I don't think we said, but I have 5 ladies in my discipleship group, and he has 4.
Sí, otra cosa es que Dios me permite supervisar más o menos 80 iglesias.
And another thing I didn't mention was that God has allowed me to supervise about 80 different churches in the area, general
muy,
area.
Muy lejos en la montaña.
Some of them are far up in the mountains.
Por eso vieron que andaba en moto yo en el video.
So that's why you saw in that picture when I was riding over that wooden bridge in a motorcycle.
Algunas veces se puede entrar en moto o en carro, pero muchas veces en a pie.
Sometimes you can get there in a motorcycle or in car, but sometimes you have to walk in.
Hermana.
The bed was
dice el hermano. Solo del terreno estamos hablando de $10,000.
Just the land would be about $10,000. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sí, yo hablé antes de venir, tuve una reunión con los líderes de la comunidad.
Before we came, I had a meeting with the leaders of the community where we live.
Y les conté de nuestra necesidad y les dije, dónenos el terreno.
And I told them what were our plans and I asked them to donate us some land.
Y ellos me dijeron, denos unos días.
And they said, give us a few days.
Después de esos días regresé y me dice, mire, don Rolando.
And then after that they said, look, Mr. Rolando.
Queremos nosotros donarle, pero ya no hay tierra en la aldea.
I said, we'd love to donate you, but we don't have any more land to donate.
Pero lo que podemos hacer, porque es un gran honor para nosotros que ustedes estén trabajando aquí y es un avance para nuestra comunidad, lo que podemos hacer es negociar para que les den un buen precio.
They said, but for us, it's an honor to have you all here in the community, and it's advancing our community, advancing you know, what our children can come to be. So what we can do, we can't donate, but we can help negotiate with the landowners and try and get you a better price. So we were encouraged by that.
Sí, otra de las cosas que deben de conocer ustedes es que nosotros somos honestos en todas las áreas.
And something else you should know is that we're honest in every area.
Tenemos una junta directiva en el ministerio y juntos trabajamos. La junta directiva está integrada por diferentes líderes o pastores.
We have a board of directors down in Guatemala as part of our Guatemalan nonprofit, I guess you would call it, and there it's made up of different pastors from the area. Yes? ¿Cómo mira los ministerios del gobierno? ¿Lo animan o lo están en contra o no les importa?
No, ellos están de acuerdo con todos aquellos ministerios que hacen bien y trabajan en que trabajan en pro del bienestar de los ciudadanos guatemaltecos.
They are for it. They're for any ministry or organization that's going to help the Guatemalan people. And our president right now is an evangelical Christian, so we're praying that he will go against the years and years of corruption we've had. Yeah? Okay.
Los niños actualmente, bueno, la gente ya muy anciana, ellos no pueden leer ni escribir.
Most of the elderly can't read or write.
Los jóvenes, la mayoría de ellos pueden leer y escribir, pero ellos no han llegado ni a la escuela secundaria.
Most of the new generation coming up, at least where we live, they are in school. They learn to read and write there. Probably not always too well, but usually they will just get through sixth grade. We've had lots of children tell us, you know, they're only going to go to sixth grade, or people that graduated from sixth grade last year, and they're actually coming and helping as volunteers when we do Awanas on Fridays, which is nice, but, you know, their family can't support them going on in education from there.
Pero la nueva generación de niños va a tener mejores oportunidades.
But the new generation of children coming up, they are going to have better opportunities. That is one of the reasons why we wanted to start the library, mm-hmm. to help support them and give them resources, because their parents, mm-hmm. a lot of the moms where we live can't read, so they can't help their kids with their homework when they come home.
La Biblia se dijo.
Oh yeah, if si tienen Biblias las familias, o si proveemos Biblias, o
sí, muchos de ellos tienen sus Biblias.
Most people have at least one Bible in their house.
En la comunidad donde vivimos hay un colegio evangélico.
In the community where we live, there is a private Christian school.
Así que los niños tienen que tener su Biblia.
So all of them, all of the students there have to have a Bible.
Algunos solo tienen un Nuevo Testamento, así que si alguno quiere donar Biblias, está bien, ellos
pueden
leer.
Some of them just have a New Testament, and that's all they have. So, you know, we always welcome, and people have donated Bibles to hand out to the people down there. And also, some people who can't read, they have different devices, boxes that don't use electricity, that has the Bible on tape or whatever it is, and in their language too. And sometimes on little MP3s, we were just given a couple that had the Bible in Kekchi for people. So that's another option.
Vamos a utilizar gente de nuestra propia aldea.
Yeah, we're going to use people from the community to help.
Nosotros
build.
Necesitamos levantar todos estos fondos y empezar a construir utilizando mano de obra local.
So we need to raise all the funds and start to build, but it would be with the labor from there.
¿Más preguntas?
More questions? Since we've been married, we haven't had anyone. Someone was going to come this summer for 2 months, but I don't think he's going to be able to now. He's had people come in the past that have come to stay for a while, so we're definitely open to that. Mm-hmm. Yes? Women's wouldn't be used as much because they wear the traditional dress. They wear a skirt called a corte and a kind of a lacy blouse called a huipil. But children's clothes would be useful.
Pueden mandar ropa de niños también.
Yeah.
Buen punto
you
eso.
Could send, that's a good point. You could send children's clothes too. Cuéntales de la construcción que sí vamos a hacer al concreto.
Vamos a echarle piso a toda la casa del pastor.
Like I said, we're going to put a concrete floor on Pastor Oscar's house.
Así que vamos a tener ayuda de algunos hermanos haciendo el concreto y ayuda de ustedes también. Vamos a trabajar en equipo.
So we'll work together with the men from the community and the men that come on the trip to help mix the cement and do it.
Luego vamos a estar colocando piso frente a unas aulas de una iglesia que actualmente no tiene piso, las aulas de escuela dominical.
In another church, another day, we're going to another church and we're going to put down a cement floor in front of their Sunday school classrooms.
Y si ya tenemos el terreno, ustedes también pueden ayudarnos a hacer algunas cosas, limpiar y poner postes.
And if we're able to buy the land by that time, then we could do some work there and clear the land and put posts up or whatever.
Okay.
We'll keep you busy, don't worry.
De todas maneras, seguiremos sirviendo al Señor.
However it is, we're going to continue to serve God.
Hermano Marcos, gracias por el tiempo.
Thank you, Brother Mark, for the time.
Marcos is in Spanish.
Sí, sí, sí. I think Marcos sounds cooler than Mark anyway. We've got a few minutes left, so we want to make sure we pray for you. And I pray that the Lord maybe is stirring in some of your hearts to say, yeah, I'm up for going. So talk to these guys. They're around today. Talk to me next Sunday after the service, after the 10:30 service. We'll have an information meeting. But how can we be praying for you guys?
Oh, just one more thing. Si usted quiere venir al grupo de misiones, venga.
If you want to come on the mission team, come. And you can see up close what
solo
we're doing.
Hable con el hermano Marcos aquí.
Just speak with, talk with Brother Mark
sí,
there.
Sí.
Gracias,
hermano. Hey, de nada.
¿Quién? ¿Cómo podemos? Sí. Ayúdennos a orar para que el Señor nos siga usando.
Pray that God would continue to use us.
Y que nos envíe la ayuda que necesitamos.
And that he would send the help we need.
Tell you what, since we're a smaller group, this is your chance. We'd love to get you involved. Here are some things to be praying for. Pray that God would continue to use these guys. Pray that God would raise up the people from within our congregation to go down there, not only this summer, but future times, so we have a partnership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But pray also for this land. This is a big deal, moving from the existing complex, which make sure you understand, it was on a hill, you know, a mountain kind of like this, to good, better land, better location. So pray for all the details in that to work out. Why don't we have a couple of you pray as you feel led? I'll close us. When you pray, all I ask is that you stand up and pray real loud. So go ahead. Walt, could you please open us up and then just have a couple of you pray for these guys.
Father in heaven, I thank you for being here in Guatemala, Peru, Rolando, and Eric. Father, I pray that you'll promote. You tell us in your word that you own the cattle on a thousand hills. Lord, I pray that you'll catch a few of those in right here and cause them to be able to go down and purchase this land and build on it and build and continue the ministry.
Yes.
Lord, I pray for the hundreds of pastors who are around that area.
Heavenly Father, we come to you knowing that you hear and answer prayer. Lord, I pray that just that we would partner with your church in Maquon. Lord, I pray that we would, both in Maquon, but also here in Oak Hill, be indispensable to our communities as we share the good news of Jesus Christ, train up disciples, and love our neighbor. So, Lord, we commit ourselves to you. Pray that you would stir in all of our hearts, and then you would give us the courage to obey you. In Jesus' name, Amen. All right. Feel free to ask these guys any questions. Next week, our plan is to continue our series on going across the street with the good news of Jesus Christ, and we're going to be hitting the culture of Hinduism. How do you share Christ with a Hindu neighbor or colleague? All right. Stick around. Talk. We're going to hear these guys in the second service, but it'll be a different message, so please stick around. Yeah.